Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're going through some of the key readings students are looking at, covering everything from, you know, politics to space. Okay, so let's dive in. First up, a pretty major political event mentioned. The government shutdown.
Right, hitting 36 days, which made it the longest one ever recorded.
And the readings highlighted the real-world effects, didn't they? Like, hundreds of thousands of federal workers going unpaid.
Yeah, huge disruption. Airlines affected, and even food aid for about 42 million Americans potentially endangered.
That was the SNAP program threat, right? The administration threatening to withhold payments.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
Using it as leverage, apparently, even though courts had said otherwise.
That's a heavy situation. It really brings up the question for students. How should leaders handle these really intense disagreements when people's everyday lives are on the line?
It's a tough one. Okay, shifting gears a bit, the readings also covered the death of Dick Cheney.
At 84, he's often described as, well, one of the most powerful VPs in U.S. history.
Definitely. Huge influence, very conservative legacy. Obviously, his role in the lead-up to the 2003 Iraq invasion is mentioned.
Well, what's also interesting, and the reading touched on this, is that later complexity.
You mean him and his daughter, Liz Cheney?
Yeah, becoming such outspoken critics of Donald Trump. Calling him the biggest threat to the Republic.
It adds a whole other dimension, doesn't it? It kind of makes you ask, what really defines influence in public life? Is it the long-term policy stuff or maybe taking a stand like that later on?
A great discussion point there. What makes someone truly influential?
Definitely. Okay, next up, something completely different. Los Angeles and the 2028 Olympics.
Right, their sustainability plan. They're aiming to go even further than Paris did in 2024, which is pretty ambitious.
Very. They've structured it around three main ideas, pillars they call them. Radical reuse is one.
Radical reuse.
Right.
Okay, what does that actually mean?
It means zero new permanent venues built. Zero. And they plan to recycle like 90% of the materials from temporary structures.
Wow. Okay. What else?
And there's resilience. The goal there is to power the whole 30 days of the games entirely on renewable energy. Solar, wind, hydro.
The whole thing. That's impressive.
And the third is natural resource stewardship. So actually working to restore and protect local ecosystems near the venues.
That's a really practical approach. It leads to a good challenge for students, maybe. If you were planning a massive event, how could you make it fun and help the planet at the same time?
Yeah, balancing those two things. That connects nicely, actually, to the next story.
The teen scientist, Kevin Tang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An eighth grader who won the Top Young Scientist Award for an invention called Fall Guard.
I remember reading about this. It was inspired by his grandmother falling, wasn't it?
That's right. A serious fall 5 years ago. So he developed the system. It's not wearable, which is interesting. It uses cameras and some smart programming.
To detect falls or distress.
Yeah, and it automatically notifies loved ones. He also wants to work on making it affordable for everyone.
That's fantastic. It really prompts the question, what problem in your life or community could you maybe solve with some creative tech?
A great challenge. Okay, now let's jump way out into space. The asteroid Ryugu.
Ah, yes, the water discovery. Scientists found it held water for much, much longer than they expected.
Over a billion years longer, apparently, which is kind of mind-blowing.
Definitely.
And it's making them rethink how Earth got its water in the first place. And the idea now is maybe more of it, and essential nutrients, too, like phosphorus and nitrogen.
Came from asteroids like Ryugu, these wetter asteroids.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than just forming here on the surface. It shifts the thinking quite a bit.
So for students, maybe the question is, what space discoveries, like where our water came from, really spark your curiosity? What makes you want to learn more?
Good one. And finally, the readings included a quote from Brené Brown.
Okay. Which one?
If you want to make a difference, the next time you see someone being cool to another human being, take it personally.
Powerful. Brown's known for her work on vulnerability, courage, empathy.
Right. So taking it personally, it's not about getting offended, is it? It sounds more like...
like taking responsibility, not just being a bystander when you see cruelty.
Exactly. It connects that idea of empathy feeling with someone to the courage needed to actually step in or speak up.
So the discussion could be, what does she really mean by taking it personally? And how does that connect to being courageous and empathetic day to day?
Yeah, how does that look in real life?
Well, that covers quite a range today, from political history and sustainability goals to personal inventions, the origins of our oceans, and, well, everyday courage.
Hopefully, these specific points give you a good starting place for some really informed, meaningful conversations, whether that's at home or in the classroom.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.